This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Before I even got elected, it began.
In no uncertain terms, no collusion and no conspiracy between the Trump for President campaign and the Russian government. At last, the Robert Mueller investigation is over, and the news, by and large, very good for the president. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports that the drama continues, however.
Before the summary was released, House Intelligence Committee Chief Adam Schiff told ABC's This Week Democrats would push to see the whole report.
We are going to take it as far as necessary to make sure that we do.
The White House says there's no fight. In spokeswoman Sarah Sanders' words on NBC's Today show, the president's more than happy for any of this stuff to come out.
The president is doing exactly what he should, and that's leaving that decision into the hands of the attorney general.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And President Trump reacted after hearing the news yesterday.
There was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. United Nations confirmed Monday that 10 children were among at least 13 civilians killed by a recent American military airstrike in northern Afghanistan. The deadly attack occurred early Saturday near the capital city of the volatile Kunduz province, where Afghan and U.S. forces were conducting a joint operation against the Taliban. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan lamented the deaths while releasing preliminary findings of its investigation. Meanwhile, the fighting continues in Afghanistan on Sunday in the southern Helmand province, where at least 52 soldiers were killed. This is VOA News. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $30.5 million to provide life-saving aid for 200,000 of the most vulnerable survivors of Cyclone Idai in Mozambique. Now, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IFRC headquarters in Geneva.
IFRC Secretary General El-Hadi Assi is launching this emergency appeal after returning from a visit to Beira in Mozambique. Cyclone Idai destroyed an estimated 90% of the coastal city, according to the Red Cross. C says the scale of the crisis is staggering and survivors' living conditions are appalling. He says one shelter facility he saw is a disaster in the making.
One of them I visited was in a school, 3,000 people in a school of 15 classrooms.
C warns of a high risk of waterborne diseases such as typhus and cholera. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
It is reported that the men and the women and children are particularly susceptible to abuse, including sexual exploitation and trafficking. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters cleared explosives on Sunday in the last area retaken from the Islamic State group and arrested a number of militants hiding in tunnels. This comes one day after declaring a military victory and the end of the extremist self-styled caliphate. The U.S.-led coalition said operations will continue until the area is secure. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to meet with President Trump today, and then he'll be immediately flying back home, cutting short his trip in response to a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. The Prime Minister had been scheduled to have dinner at the White House and also give an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The rocket hit a house in central Israel, wounding 7 people. Israel's military blamed the militant group Hamas for the rocket attack. Israel Education Minister Naftali Bennett.
This is clearly unacceptable. Israel will respond with all the necessary means. We're fed up with Hamas. Enough is enough.
Could New Zealand have stopped its worst mass shooting before it even started? That's the subject of a new high-level investigation announced by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday. The Royal Commission of Inquiry will look into events leading up to the March 15th shooting when a gunman killed 50 people in 2 Christchurch mosques.
While New Zealanders and Muslim communities around the world are both grieving and showing compassion for one another, they are also quite rightly asking questions on how this terror attack was able to happen here.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.